Let me just say this quickly in English. I was very intrigued by the distinction which was made earlier in the introduction between implicitly between the notion of politics and the political, which might escape translation, but in fact it's an extremely important distinction because although I'm very sympathetic to the idea that the political has nothing to do with representation and everything to do with subversion, politics, of course, does, I mean, even a political art in a limited and in a restricted sense could have to do with politics. And I take the example of the extraordinary American draftsman and artist using drawing, Mark Lombardi, who died several years ago under very suspicious circumstances, but whose work consisted of making links between big government, big business, secret security operations, and so on, showing the links most notoriously, I suppose, between the Bin Laden clan and the Bin Laden group and the Bush family in the United States. And the links between the investments that both of those groups had in a large American arms company known as the Carlyle Group. Just to give the one example of the Carlyle Group, which was of particular interest to Mark Lombardi shortly before his death, just after September 11th, 2001, is that the Carlyle Group on the board of directors was John Major, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Ramos, former Prime Minister of the Philippines, the brother of Osama bin Laden. The work is available, the information is available, but he, using his skills as a draftsman, as an artist, was able to bring those together and give them incredible legibility and visibility. So I think it would be false to say, although this is strictly a representational paradigm, it's something which exists in the form of unique and individual artworks. It's something which was shown exclusively in art spaces and times, although very prestigious ones, including the Whitney Museum. But it's something which could not be described as subversive in the sense that Catalina described it earlier. Because it is reserved uniquely, I think, for a public, a very restricted public. In other words, the public which goes in to these kinds of spaces. And in other words, a public which has a degree of symbolic capital sufficient in order to read this type of information, although he gave it as much legibility as he possibly could. I believe that Lombardi remained within a representational paradigm. And although he was investigated by the Central Intelligence Agency and by the FBI in the days after the attacks on the United States 5 years ago, he was, in other words, perceived as a threat or a potential threat by the American state. In fact, that information never really became subversive because it never got beyond the walls of the performative walls. It never got beyond the sort of quotation marks, the invisible parentheses that surround artistic production. So I'd like to give now an example of almost exactly the same thing, but which I think represents a certain paradigm rupture between the two.